It's a new day. Good morning and welcome to It's a New Day here at 1180 WFYL. It is just about 6 minutes past the hour on this 2 weeks into the year, the 14th day of January. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Everybody knows what that means for our show.
It means what?
It means
what?
We're going to have a healthy dose of news.
Oh, don't build up too much excitement.
That's if she wakes up.
That's true. Good morning. Hey, I'm here. I'm back. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
And whoever you are.
Yeah, right. I am Andrew Turner.
And I'm Bruce Stocking.
And I'm Corinne Lillis.
And I hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. And I hope everybody is not feeling under the weather as many of us here around the station are and can feel.
It's like
sometimes.
The never-ending cold, flu.
The singular with him becomes sinus. Many at the station.
Right.
The singular.
Well,
you know, he's
we are as weak as our weakest member. And I'm feeling pretty weak yesterday. So.
Yeah.
And the week is only half done.
That's right. That's right. But
I normally feel best during spring and summer.
Well, you know, what were we talking about yesterday? We're in those winter
doldrums. Because it's nice weather.
Nice weather. It's a winter doldrums.
Yeah.
You know, it's a long stretch of January.
See, but it's not even that. Like, my voice sounds bad.
You don't sound too bad yesterday. I don't like this, but today you're not too bad.
Well, just wait till 2 hours of talking.
Hooey. We always have something for you to look forward to.
That's right. That's right. Well, that's true, too, because we do have programming throughout the day.
That's right.
I tuned into my radio yesterday around 6 o'clock for WFYL. Nothing on. However, went right online. There it was.
There you are.
OPM.
So you can go right up to 1180WFYL.com.
Did you tune into our show?
Catch us streaming anytime. No.
Good, because we were talking about you.
Yeah, boy, did we talk about you.
Almost every segment.
No. I called Corinne on Monday night around 8 or 9 o'clock, and I said, hey, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it in tomorrow. And soon after, I took a shot of NyQuil, and then I woke up at around noon. So.
Oh, wow. That's a nice long
night. Well, I had a little slumber. That's what I do when I get sick. It's all water and sleep. That's it.
That's what you do.
That's what he does in studio, folks.
Yeah, that's what I do in studio, too. I sleep between in commercial breaks.
Oh, yeah.
So
I've had to throw stuff at him at times.
And during Bruce's We the People.
I fall asleep during that.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Yeah. Let's go right to the weather after that little banter
ditty.
There. Yeah, a little ditty.
We just really build each other up around here.
Oh, yes. Mm. Oh, yes. Yeah, it's like would never admit I know you people in a court of law. But anyhow, today, right now we're at 17 degrees and cloudy skies out there. I want you to note one thing, though.
Cloudy?
No, we're 15 degrees cooler than we were yesterday at this time. Remember yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
The high was in the morning and then almost the low was in the afternoon.
It was cold.
Yeah,
it really was.
It was cold. Now, today we're going up to 34 degrees, cloudy, light winds. There is no precipitation in the forecast for today and tomorrow. Let's get that out of the way. Tonight we go down to 22 degrees. There'll be some clouds in the area, and winds are going to be light. Now, for tomorrow, the high is going to be 37 degrees. Oh, a heat wave coming in here. Partly cloudy. And the low will be 28 degrees and clear tomorrow night. So,
meteorologist Bruce,
there you have it.
Do you think we'll get much snow this winter?
You know, one part of me is going.
How long?
No, I think the type of snow we're going to get. I think one good one.
When would you predict?
I mean, a good one where we get a substantial snow, not anything over the top.
But, so, what does that mean?
Well, you know, we'll probably get maybe a 4-inch or 5-inch at most.
We're just going to keep deepening our question.
However,
what do you mean by 4 or 5 inches?
I mean what I said. But I think a lot of the snow that we're going to get, knock on wood, hoping all that, will be just like we had the other day. Or should I say last week.
Right,
if
right.
we get that, I can handle
that. That was like an inch.
And I noticed something with that snow. Was it the one day it was snowing? I think you had trouble, Corinne, coming in.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were stuck in an accident.
I looked at the snow after it stopped and was laying on the car. And so it kind of looked like styrofoam balls. It was that cold when it fell. It looked like little styrofoam balls out there. So it was kind of weird.
It's that light, fluffy kind of.
It was kind of beyond that. It was, you know, it's almost like little dry ice pellets, frozen balls type of thing. So
that's the exact opposite of light and fluffy.
Yeah. I don't know what you would call that one. I don't know what you'd call that one. It was just beyond bizarre is what it was.
Yeah, that was an interesting snowfall.
Yeah.
It wasn't too much. Not something that's certainly out of the norm for us. However, we need more snow to get used to it, apparently.
Everybody
needs a few days in order to...
Not around
here. A few days of snowfall in order to figure it out.
The only thing that was missing with last week's snowfall that we did have... were people running to the grocery store getting ready to make French toast.
I was just
going to
say that. And the guy from the news standing there saying, this could be the largest day for French toast in the history of 2015.
Yeah, bread, milk, and eggs. You know, it's French toast time every time it snows. So,
it's good things.
Yeah.
Good things.
Well, speaking of good things, do we have a verse? Mm.
We do, and this is a good one. This reminds me, I'll say this at the end of the verse. This is from Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13, and it says, spouting off before listening to the facts is both shameful and foolish. And, you know, that's not really something you would expect, I think, to hear in the Bible. A lot of them, especially, well, the ones that I choose are more uplifting and happy. Yeah. And this is more like, okay, you're going to be shamed and a fool if you spout off whatever before listening.
Read that again.
Spouting off before listening to the facts is both shameful and foolish.
You know what comes immediately to mind? I'm going to veto the Keystone Pipeline bill. I'm going to veto anything against immigration.
Yep.
Doesn't even read it.
Yeah. Or maybe listen to what people are telling him to do.
No, that doesn't happen.
Yeah. So that's a way to prevent embarrassment.
I think everyone could do well with heeding this advice. Because
I could do well with this.
All I see on social media is all kinds of articles. Doesn't matter what way it's leaning, left or right, or right to center, left to center. You know, it doesn't matter what it is. I get these websites, thesalon.org or therightfacts.com. Oh, yeah. You know, and I click on these websites and like. It seems like it's like a mom and pop blog,
blogs don't get
like, come on, like you can make up anything and post it on social media and be like, this is true.
Well, you know,
I mean, literally anything. It could be, again, it doesn't matter what way it goes. It as long as you post it,
and
folks will be like, wow, I can't believe this. It's
and
like,
the thing
cause
is,
it's literally not true.
The thing is, there are people out there that read those things. You know, they go by that commercial, that insurance commercial. Oh, they can't put it on the internet if it isn't true.
Right.
These blogs are filled with so much garbage and falsehoods.
Yeah, it's like the random statistics, like 80% of people do this. It's like, you made that up.
Oh, yeah. You know, some blogger writes.
Really?
Blogger writes.
How do you
measure
that?
You know, Barack Obama's going to take away your firstborn, and they run around all day going, they're going to take away your firstborn. You know, come on. Come on. You know, look, does it sound dumb? It probably is. Check out the facts. But there are so many out there that just buy into that stuff. So that's
well, it also reminds me of the election we had back in November, and I had a friend who put something on social media when we had for the governor's race, and they put a picture of the state of Pennsylvania, and it was like majority blue.
Yeah.
And this was like halfway through the day, and they're like, oh, Governor-elect Wolf is going to kill this, and he's going to take it all, and he's winning, but nobody's voting for Corbett. Hmm. And it's like, hello, like that's not
that.
The final thing here.
Well, then you had what Gwen Alexander talks about is that one election where Democrats won. And they didn't win by much, but they spun it out there like it was a landslide.
Yeah, the newspaper was like, oh.
Yeah, it was like a landslide of 10 extra votes or something like that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Maybe not even that much. So, yeah, we get...
Take it with a grain of salt.
Again, let's hear that verse one more time, Corinne.
Oh, hold on one moment. This is from Proverbs, which is one of my favorite books in the Bible, and I need to... This is taking me a little long to access this. Hold on.
Keep those things up.
Like that.
Well, when your phone locks... Okay, this says, spouting off before listening to the facts is both shameful and foolish. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 18:13.
Shameful and foolish. So you should be ashamed of yourself, and you're incredibly fool, and you're incredibly foolish as well.
Oh yeah, well, there's a lot of foolishness going on. In fact, that's what keeps shows like us on the air, reading about this foolishness that's going on.
Yeah, shameful is like a terrible feeling. to have.
Yeah, sure.
It's like,
I think foolish is worse.
You think so?
Well, you know, Corinne, there is a thought about one could feel shameless if one takes responsibility for one's action or that, you know, and has a conscience about
Well, and nobody's perfect. It's more of how you respond to your mistakes and learning from it. If you keep doing it over and over, then
well, that's also,
need some help.
You know, if you do the same thing repetitively with the same results, hoping for something different, it's a sign of mental illness.
Yeah, it's true.
You know?
It's very true. Hey, we've got
I've got a phone and I've got a pen.
That's right.
I just thought I'd bring that up.
You're going to write on the phone?
Yeah, with my pen.
Yeah.
The trick is to get the phone in the pen. Can you imagine the time saving that happened that?
Hmm.
Especially if you're, you know, doing executive orders and vetoing. You can do it all at once.
This is really making me think. This too early.
We're getting kind of ridiculous here, aren't we?
Right, right. Yeah. Well, then.
Like crusty in here.
Right. We've got a good show planned for you today. Just about 16 minutes past the hour. We'll come on the air in a few minutes. We go live over the airwaves at around
7:30.
So you can listen to us streaming right now, and then we'll be live at around 7:30. But we do have a wonderful show planned. Corinne's got a healthy dose of news coming up this hour.
Mm-hmm.
And we may have an interview in the second hour. We'll wait to see what happens there.
Mm-hmm.
And we have lots of news to go through with you today. So it is, I feel like every time it's hump day, I just feel like that Geico commercial.
What day is it?
Mike.
I like that one with the two cameras going, it's not even Wednesday. Let it go, Phil. Let it go.
That's very good. Anyway, happy Wednesday to everybody, and we will be back shortly, but you can stay right there, and we'll have some news for you in just a few minutes. So we'll be right back with more It's a New Day right after this. And welcome back to It's a New Day here at 1180 WFYL, 20 minutes past the hour. We're going to jump into some news now. Mm. Bruce, what do we got to start our morning off?
Something very disturbing. Which hit the news yesterday. It has
a mirror over there?
Yeah, it has to do with Islamic terrorism, extremist terrorism, jihadists. And we're talking ISIS now. We've seen the videos of the beheadings, the murder. And now they have one that they posted showing a child executing alleged Russian spies. A child.
How old?
They don't give the name of the child, of course, or the age of the child, but I can tell you this. This may be, 13 at most.
Hmm.
And, shoots him in the back of the head is what he does. A child, to put this, a child up into this, these people, this is unbelievable. This is just totally unbelievable. These Islamic Jihad extremist terrorists, these things are worse than animals. You know, they call them animals. They're worse than animals. To corrupt a child to do such a horrific act.
Wait,
is
so
just
why?
Beyond
why did
words.
They want the child to do it there? Just because?
It's the shock value. Why else would they do it? You know, and with this going on, but still, the Obama administration. And State Department, in fact, the other night, sitting in for Megyn Kelly on the Kelly file, they had the spokesperson for the, it was Martha McCallum that was sitting in, the spokesperson for the State Department on there, and asked, why don't you call them Islamic extremists, jihad terrorists? Oh, well, there's so many extremists in the world we deal with. And Martha McCallum put it to her like, okay, can you name them? Well, you've got to see that we've got the, they won't do it. And for not to say Islamic extremists and that we are engaged in a war with these pathetic vermin is beyond me. Where the French president came right out and said it, this administration will not. And now that you see a young child being used and coerced and corrupted into creating murder.
Right. Well, now you see it. I think it's been happening more often than people like to think
does.
Oh,
so is a child so brainwashed that they think that that's like okay to do, or they were like forced into it.
I did not see the video. I read the reports of the video. I did see the picture of the pre-act, and the kid is standing there with some rag bag next, you know, adult next to him, and the kid has just a blank look on his face, a total blank look on his face. Oh, the
so
photo that I
crazy.
Saw. And, you know, to commit such an act, and I did hear analysis on it going, you know, what happened in France, what happened with this video, I think it's finally hit the tipping point where it's not, and it's not one of these things, the U.S., it's not one of these things, just the French. These are two Russians. These are Putin's people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That... And you have this wholesale, and take a look at what Boko Haram had done. And it is just totally out of control that's taking place. But to have this is just, it's beyond words.
Wow.
It is beyond words for such a thing to take place. You know, it's the old thing, for evil to exist, good men must do nothing.
This was a young boy.
Yeah.
And he killed one person?
Two.
Shot him in the back of the head.
How do they...
These people are vermin. I mean... parasitic vermin.
And he... And they have a part of the video, too, I'm reading, is he says, you know, like, I will be the one who slaughter you, O Kafar. And,
oh, yeah.
And the then child
he,
says that?
And
yeah.
And then he starts laughing and everything like that. So I think...
Oh, he's definitely brainwashed.
So I think he's brainwashed. But I think what you were talking about, Bruce, is that moment when it all becomes very real.
Yeah.
You have to pull that trigger.
Oh, it's,
and
one,
it's
one thing to stand there and talk the tough
yeah.
line. But
right,
the
right, right.
Goes through.
Well, nobody... I am still of the prescription that nobody is inherently that evil. That
yeah.
evil is bred.
Yo, it is.
It's taught.
Yeah.
It's taught, for sure.
Yeah.
It's but. Not necessarily something that when you come out, you're like, oh, let's go kill people. You know, I think when you take a human life, there is some remorse
but, you know,
you have to have. And they do all of their training to try to unaffect that.
Sure. And what's being done to stop it? Now, France has stepped up with their bombing campaign. But yet we have an enabler in chief that says we're going to bomb. We're not going to bomb that building. We're going to bomb this building. Gives aid and comfort to the enemy, so we end up bombing empty buildings and wasting time, precious time in lives. Not just not our lives, but look at these people. And for what?
And the children. I mean, I can't imagine how many other children are brainwashed like that.
Well, they have camps
so
like
sad.
This. So they think this kid was used in other propaganda videos. Because clearly,
sure.
What other purpose do you have for showing a child murdering two alleged Russian spies? I want to know how. I want to know the story behind that too. How are they alleged?
Well, it'll more will come out of.
But he's been used in other propaganda videos of the yeah. same kind of thing, where they go to a child training camp and they, or a youth training camp and they, yeah. they show he's been in a video for them as well.
Well, and this is what we're dealing with out there, ladies and gentlemen. And we have an administration that does not want to deal with the truth and the facts and will not admit what it is. And we'll dance around and say, well, there's other extremist things in the world that people don't like one another. We are at war. From 9/11 onward, we are at war. And this president is totally incapable of relating that. And, you know, the mere fact, now, you've got to admit one thing, is you take a look at Charlie Hebdo, the magazine mm-hmm. that was attacked. And they haven't stopped. They've come right back. They have a new cover that's out there where it's a picture, you know, it's a cartoon of Muhammad, basically holding a sign that says, "We stand with Charlie."
Mm-hmm.
And above it, it's written in French, you know, apologize, he's got a tear. They haven't stopped. It's a freedom of speech avenue they're going. And this I find amazing.
Well, what did the lead guy from Charlie Hebdo say? He was
not going to be on his knees.
He'd rather live his life in the sky than yeah. live on earth on his knees.
Yeah. Hmm. And so, you know, there.
If that's the way he saw it, then, you know, that's quite a resolve.
Yeah. In fact, one sale of the magazine in one place, it says, the individual says it was incredible. I had a queue, a line of 60 to 70 people waiting for me to open for they could buy the
magazine. Oh, I'd buy it. I'd buy it in a heartbeat.
All 450 copies that he had sold in 15 minutes. And so the magazine usually has a slow, you know, a small distribution. They can't print enough of them right now. In fact, Sky News and the Daily Telegram report that some copies of the magazine have already been listed on eBay, and this is in the British currency, with one seller seeking 511 British pounds, which comes out to a 775 American dollars.
Oh, wow.
For the magazine. But my point here is, they don't have a constitution that lays out freedom of speech. But, you know, they're exercising it more than, say, like the Washington Post or the New York Times. Would they have the spine to continue on? No, they do. They don't have, you know, I find that interesting.
Well, we have to do a commercial break. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about this when we get back. So stay right there, folks. It's a new day.
Good morning and welcome back to It's a New Day here on 1180 AM WFYL. Working for your liberty. My name is Corinne Lillis.
I'm Bruce Stocking.
I'm Andrew Turner.
And we thank you for tuning in on your radio dial. It's about 7:34, and we are rolling right along here with the news. And we already had our verse and all that in the weather. So if you miss any of that, if you weren't streaming in, go on over to our podcast page on 1180WFYL.com. Listen to any part of this show. So... we encourage you to do
symbols of the sky.
You get this little boom.
I barely tapped it. I kid you not.
Well, don't do that. Don't do that. But what we did before we went to the break, we were talking about the horrific video that came out with ISIS and the child that they coerced into executing two alleged Russian spies. And then we
did this happen yesterday.
This is when the video came out. When it happened, I don't know offhand. But within the past 48 hours,
yeah.
Now, we also moved on to talk about something that I find incredibly impressive is Charlie Hebdo, the French magazine that was attacked by these loons. And they haven't stopped. They have not stopped. They are proceeding along using their freedom of speech. And this is what I find interesting. I mentioned this before the break, is that we here in the United States have a constitution. We have a Bill of Rights with that Constitution, which are the first 10 amendments. The First Amendment of the Constitution talks about freedom of speech and freedom of the press. We are extremely timid to use that. And but France, who does not have that, and they have a magazine that their editor who was killed said he's not going to spend his life on his knees, holding to his principles. And they're exercising a freedom of speech, and Europe is going through now with this a freedom of speech. However, would the Washington Post, the New York Times, have the guts, the fortitude, the spine to stand up the way this magazine is done? Now, this magazine, with this new cover they came out with, that has a drawing of Muhammad holding a sign that says, "We stand with Charlie." And with an apology, and Muhammad has a tear running down his face.
You can see it online, too.
Right. They usually
print. No qualms about not making that public.
Oh, no. They usually print in a typical weekly print of this magazine, 60,000 issues. They have run 500,000 issues of the first interval of this. And now they're going to be running another 5,000 of this magazine. And I said in England, one of them's being posted on eBay. They're asking $775 for the thing. But I just find it interesting that the concept, the American concept, I'll say, of freedom of speech is being actually defended and stood up for by the French.
Yeah, and that brings up an interesting topic, Bruce, that you kind of touched on before we left for the break. You know, we don't, I feel like a lot of people here don't even stand up as much for the freedom of speech.
Now, and here are people that are stepping up for it. And like I said, they don't have a constitution with that in there, to my knowledge.
Yeah, and this reminds me of the story we said yesterday in Carolina with that guy who offended or something about the statue?
That was what I call that American terrorist organization, the Separation of Church and State Bunch. that put pressure on a town, King City in North Carolina, to remove a statue on public property of a soldier kneeling at a cross that's been there for quite a while.
Yeah, and either Laura or Dana, one of our national hosts here on 1180 WFYL, brought up a great point about that yesterday that I want to say now, and it's that he thought it was violating his rights, but he's violating everyone else's rights. It's the one guy, and he's, look at all the people he's violating, so it doesn't work for him, but I mean, now it doesn't work for a lot of other people.
He just needs to calm down.
Well, yeah, like, and, is that the little statue many, really gonna...
And how many times have I said, where does someone who claims a First Amendment right to protest or anything have the constitutional right to violate other people's First Amendment
right? Right. And the violation of that rights would be like, now if you walk past the statue, you must kneel
right.
and pray before you can go on or be arrested. That certainly wouldn't be the
law.
Well,
and there was another thing with the statue, too, is that there was a Christian flag flying with it.
What is a Christian flag? I don't even
it's
know.
It's the white flag with the blue field and the red cross in the top.
Oh, is that the cross of St. Andrew?
No, it's a regular cross. Just a regular, it's like the crucifix cross in there. But, again, it's this nonsense, and we've gone over this with Constitution programs. You can hear on Fridays from 7 to 8 on 1180 AM WFYL, where we talk Constitution matters. We've talked about there is no separation of church and state, that it was in a letter, a private letter that Jefferson wrote to a group of Baptist ministers in Connecticut, that from the bench some of these judges and politicians mm-hmm. want to take as law. There's no law in the books for that. Never voted on by anybody. Never passed as a part of an amendment or anything. There's a freedom of religion, not a freedom from religion. And so, you know, you've got these loons out there. But I think what this should do is really take a good look at it, media of the United States and the people of the United States, that now in France they're standing up for principles that we have held dear in this country for over 200 years and take for granted. Look at what they're doing, and they don't even have it as a law. But the strong will of freedom of speech, mm-hmm. the do. And so that's an earmark in itself right there. I just want to bring that up, bring it into a little bit of context, how Americans and how our media has a tendency. And this is the thing in the First Amendment. The First Amendment of the Constitution even says the freedom of the press. And we have a press that suppresses because it gets hooked into a political party that doesn't want to, and it oppresses news and suppresses
news. And it's all of them. Yeah. I had the fortunate run-in, I guess you would call it, with a foreign correspondent for a certain news agency, higher up as well, and he mentioned to me, and I asked him, I said, "Well, you any advice? You know, I'm slowly making the way, I'm just starting out and everything like that. What kind of advice do you have?" And he's like, "Don't work for a major news company."
Oh, no.
He said he said they haven't done real news in 30 years.
Yeah.
It's the grassroots. It's the small news outlets that
are. You take a look at CNN. Nothing's original there at CNN.
Well, and you look at all of them. Honestly, yeah. I can't honestly think of anything that a major news outlet that really breaks news. I like some of the commentary on some of the other ones.
Well, and this is the thing.
But nothing like Let's look at who's the guy from All the President's Men? What was that Bernstein and?
Bernstein and Woodward.
Woodward. Like news like that. I mean, clearly those stories come around once every century, but
not news stories like that don't happen. Not to say because we're affiliate, but I do have to say that, for example, Fox News has broken some stories and have researched and dug into some stories that others will not go. We're dealing with the major lamestream media, as it's been referred to by others, that are in such the pocket of a political party that, for example, the whole thing about, and the White House and Obama is, the heat is on even more, not just from here at home, but by other countries for not sending anybody to Paris for that rally.
Who are they supposed to send? I'm not defending anybody. I'm honestly curious as to
you
who.
You have
Who should they
You
send?
Have State Department representatives that are there now.
Well, Kerry's going.
Well, he's going after the fact, so right. That comes down to a who cares. He could not. He was in Afghanistan. He could not have taken the day to go there.
Take the day to go from Afghanistan to Paris?
Sure, because what's he doing?
Few days.
Well, let me give you a little context of what's he doing in Afghanistan.
Afghanistan,
he's talking to them to make sure that they are still sent money from the United States. Afghanistan is the country that holds that doctor that directed us to bin Laden, and they haven't released him. And we're giving these guys money, and Kerry wants to be over there playing nice with these clowns, giving them American money still, and yet he could not go for support. Obama couldn't send him for support. Another question. Where was Joe Biden? Joe Biden has been quiet during this whole thing. I am not saying the president of the United States had to go. He was too busy watching the Hollywood Awards ceremony. But where was Joe Biden? Joe Biden wants to run for president. You would think he would go.
That's true.
And the White House was sitting there saying that, well, you know, this was only a short turnaround notice that we had. And a Brad Blackman, who served as the advance team for George W. Bush campaign, he was a Secret Service individual. He's saying the Secret Service is being used as a scapegoat in this, saying, well, there wasn't enough time to go in, prepare for this and go. And he goes on to say the president can go anywhere he wants at any time. They have contingency plans for last minute, jump around and go. And then they were talking security. Well, they didn't seem to have a problem with Obama going to Mandela's funeral, which was a security nightmare. A Shall yeah. I point out the sign language phony that was standing next to Obama? I
forgot about that. That was like a year ago, wasn't it? Just about a year ago.
So, and they couldn't have sent anybody there. Eric Holder was in Paris. He left. From my understanding, he left within an hour before this took place. So you tell me.
Where'd he go?
Oh, he probably went. But do we really want Eric to call somebody a race baiter?
Come home?
But do we really want Eric Holder there representing?
But the point is that somebody from the United States, the administration, should have gone. Somebody, not just the ambassador, because it deserved more.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Don't we already have people on the ground that we have an embassy in Paris?
Well, if it was a small thing, Andrew, I would send the ambassador, would have been fine.
Certainly.
But when you have 40 leaders of 40 countries, one of them being Netanyahu, there, talk about security concerns. This guy's got a target on his back, and he showed up. Mm. And that so, and the PM of England showed up. So.
In all fairness, it takes an hour for the PM of England to get there.
Yeah, but still, the White House is admitting they kind of blew it. Josh Earnest did that yesterday. But now they're backpedaling and trying to say Secret Service didn't have time to do it.
Hey, we've got to head to a commercial break. We'll be right back with a Healthy Dose of News. Stay right there.
All right. Thanks for sticking with us during the break here. It's the 14th day of January. You're listening to It's a New Day here at 1180 AM WFYL. And it's about 7:49 right now, and that brings us to a Healthy Dose of News on Wednesdays with Corinne, so I will toss it to you.
And it's time for some big round of applause, right, Andrew? Oh, yes, no applause for me.
Yes.
It's fine.
Yeah,
I'll deal without. That's good enough.
There we go.
That's lame.
Oh. So we were talking about in the beginning of our show, around 7, you know, this is just like the sixth season and everyone, you know, it's just like never ending colds or whatever. And it just made me think about things that are contagious, because obviously the cold is contagious. The flu is contagious. On average, an average human gets 2 to 5 colds a year. And normally,
commonly known as?
Oh, I know this, but I don't remember.
It's a very fast mutating virus or bacteria. Or something. I think it's more of a virus. It's a rhinovirus.
Mm.
I think that's most of the ones.
What do I want to say after that? And tell him what he won, Don.
Sorry, continue.
So anyways, so when you're exposed to someone who has a cold or the flu, normally it takes a couple of days, maybe 2 to 4 days after exposed to pick it up. So be careful, because, you know, a couple days later, you're going to probably be feeling something.
Well, you know what I get? I get these folks that go, I'm like, you look sick. Stay away from me. They're like, no, when I'm showing symptoms, I'm not contagious.
Yeah, people always say that.
Whoever said that is a liar.
What is people say, oh, I'm not contagious anymore.
What is this, Ebola?
Right. You are a liar.
Well, it's always better safe than sorry.
Let me put a question out there. Is that, you know, the cold weather doesn't make you sick. Getting wet and going out. In fact, you did a thing on this. Going out, you know, even if you go outside and it's cool out there. You know, you did a whole thing about myths on that.
Yeah, well, I said if you go outside with wet hair, it doesn't give you a cold.
Your resistance has to be lowered to catch something. Or if you're in public contact all the time and you shook hands with somebody and then you happen to inadvertently touch your nose or something, you've allowed that to enter, no matter what your resistance is.
I'd be the worst person in an epidemic because, like, even when I think about, like, Like I shake somebody's hand and I'm like, I wonder where their hand was. I like rub my nose. And I'm like, why did I do that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're like why did I do that? I touch my, you know,
he
my
just
face.
Inoculates
if those of you who don't know me, I have a bigger beard than Bruce does.
Competition
I'll
going
go
on.
Go ahead.
There.
Yours is full. Mine is crafted.
That's true. Yours is pretty crafted. That is true. You heard it here first. I'm the first one to admit when I am defeated.
Yes.
Yours is crappy.
Andrew's putting
but I touch,
hairs,
I, you know, I touch my face. not worth splitting hairs over, right? But I'll touch my face all the time. I'd be the worst person in an epidemic. I'd be the first to go.
Mm. Well, sorry to hear about that, Andrew.
I'm so glad I have your support, Corinne.
Yeah, I'll play Dr. Phil. Well, no, you better get right, son.
Places where that's really contagious is like door handles or remotes. TV remotes are really dirty. Phones.
I was going to say cell phones, man.
ATM machines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So continuing on with things that are contagious, applause is contagious. I mean, that's pretty self-explanatory. Although there are
didn't
sometimes
work today for you.
I know. Yeah, you didn't start clapping when
oh,
Andrew
these
was
are
clapping.
like funny things for like.
Well, I have a mix.
Okay.
So
I was like applause.
That's something that's these are just some are more health related. Some are more just well-being and life
laughter
related.
Laughter can be contagious.
Except. And we're not laughing now.
Not now. I'm just cracking myself up. I do this on a regular basis. Excuse me.
He's easily
amused.
That's
good. Yes.
But, yeah, laughter
could be. And smiling is contagious. Yeah, that's another good one. And this is an interesting one. Obesity is contagious. And you might think, what? Nobody can, like,
what do you mean,
force
Corinne?
Me to eat that cheeseburger or whatever. But there is a 171% increased chance that if one of your very good friends increases their weight, so will you. And I mean, I guess that kind of makes sense. If you're hanging out with them a lot and they have poor
eating habits,
I mean, you're probably going to go along with them because you're not going to be like, oh, wait, let's not go to McDonald's right now. Let's stop at Salad Works.
Does that make you a glutton for punishment?
Ooh
yeah. So just be careful. Try to encourage each other in that positive way. And this was an interesting one. This is from prevention.com. If someone puts their hand in cold water and you see them put their hand in cold water, your temperature will drop. Not a lot, but like just you seeing them put their hands in cold water, I guess just for some reason that makes you feel a little cold and your temperature drops.
Well, have you ever had this? You watch one of these shows, it may be like one of these funny video shows. And somebody does something and hurts themselves, you get this little twinge to you.
Oh, man.
You ever gotten that feeling?
It's like hyperextensions and broken bones. Yeah. Just like, you got to look away. You're like, oh.
Yeah, but you get this little twinge to you, almost like you're the one that impacted.
Yeah, and that's another thing, too. If someone is listening to something and they say, oh, it's too loud, and they start covering their ears, you'll start thinking it's too loud, too. Even if you didn't, if it wasn't too loud for you.
Here's one that also gets me, and it's nothing on you because I know you know your voice isn't totally up to snuff today.
Oh, thank
you. Have you ever heard people that talk and they have a natural raspy to their voice and you're listening and you're constantly going, trying to clear your throat?
Because you just, I don't know Janis why that
Joplin.
Happens.
That's what comes to mind when I think of like a raspy voice.
That's booze. Drugs and all kinds of things there.
Well, to each his own to get a raspy voice, I guess.
Yeah, I just like being here.
Exactly.
And social media can actually spread loneliness, which is kind of ironic because social media's in purpose, for
it's
the most
so
part, is to connect you with people and keep up. But people who are constantly doing social media and don't have that direct social contact are lacking, and they, you know, it will just make you feel lonelier because you need direct social contact.
Well, yeah, you know, and this is the thing we've talked about before, is the mere fact of conversation. People don't have it. They're texting. And to get into an actual conversation, people don't know how to even sentence structure in the spoken word. And then when you don't have that human action with the loneliness, that's depression.
Yeah.
You can get yourself, and literally it's like the person that isolates themselves and lock themselves away, they'll end up in serious bouts of depression where they don't want to do anything. It's not just sitting in a chair holding your head going, oh, my life is terrible. It's the will of motivation. You lose that. That is a form of depression.
Yeah. Another one is an itch. If you see someone like scratching their head or scratching their arm, you're going to start thinking like, oh, am I itchy too? It's just so weird how the brain works like that.
Oh, then you get the big one.
What?
The yawn.
The yawn.
Have you ever done the yawn?
Several times.
Have you ever done the yawn? Have you ever done the yawning game? You're standing around by
the fake yawn and then
public transportation. You got to do it. That's the best place.
Oh, yeah. It's so contagious.
Of course, that's like the old game. George Carlin said one time, you ever play spy at the airport?
No.
Yeah, he said,
people watch at the airport.
Yeah, well, that's about what it is. He says, you know, there's a spy in the airport. Your job, find him. But but yawning game. Oh, yeah, we used to do that as a kid. Mm-hmm. So,
right,
I don't know why that's so contagious. It just is.
Yeah. That made me want to yawn.
Yeah.
But I think the important thing to take away from all this is that you need to be smart and, you know, just aware of the people that you surround yourself with. Whether, you know, it's the positive things that they, the positive energy or negative energy or whatever, or what their habits. A lot of things are contagious. Some things we have control over, some things we don't. But just being aware of the people you hang around with. Yeah. I think one time I learned you're most like the top five people you hang out with. Like you'll start kind of acting more like them. Well, personalities are kind of contagious in that way.
Real quick. Have you ever met a vampire?
Mm-mm.
Now, of course, a vampire, we're used to the guy that lives in a coffin, comes out at nights, bites people, and things like that. Now, an emotional vampire. These are people that you can be in a meeting with or anything, and they're either very dour or something, and they literally sap the strength out of you. Just by being associated with them, you're just kind of, oh.
Yeah, and you want to be with people that build you up, you know? You just... Life is too short to be dragged down.
Build your own self up, but the fact is you're aware of it.
Well, yeah, true.
But yeah, emotional vampires, they're out there.
Those vampires, watch out.
Right. Watch out. They got vampires.
Well, they just take the energy right from you.
We've got to go to a commercial break, but we will be right back. Actually, we have our interview. He's in our green room, so he'll be in here in just a few minutes. So stay right there. We'll be right back with more It's a New Day coming up.